Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something pretty fundamental today. We're talking about the core of scientific thinking, you know, how we actually figure out what's what in the world.
And in a world overflowing with info, knowing how to think scientifically, that's like having a superpower. Seriously.
Totally. And to help us unpack all of this, we're going deep into biofundamentals. This text gets into the nitty-gritty of what makes science tick.
You know, one of the coolest things about science is that it's not about blindly trusting someone in a lab coat. It's about shared experiences. Imagine trying to bake a cake.
Okay, cake is definitely a good place to start. I'm all ears.
Right. So if someone's bragging about this incredible cake they made, but the recipe's super vague, can you really be sure you'll get the same deliciousness?
Good point. I'd need those exact measurements for sure.
Exactly. Science needs those clear, repeatable steps so anyone can say, all right, let's test this out and see if it holds up. It's not about taking someone's word for it.
Just like those prism experiments Newton did ages ago, he showed white light's actually a mix of colors, and anyone can replicate that even now. It's such a classic.
That's the beauty. You're empowered to question, investigate, and see for yourself. Instead of just accepting something, you can ask, what's the evidence? Can I test this?
Trust but verify. Right. And speaking of things fitting together, this biofundamentals text had this awesome analogy, the crossword puzzle.
Ooh, I love that one.
For the solution to work, each answer has to fit with all the others, right?
Exactly. What's amazing is how interconnected scientific knowledge is. Discoveries in one area can totally shake things up in others, even in fields you wouldn't expect, like the text mentioned Lord Kelvin miscalculating the Earth's age. He was brilliant, but he was missing a piece of the puzzle radioactivity.
It makes you realize even the smartest people are limited by what's known at the time, which is why staying open to new info and being ready to change our minds is so important. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about getting closer to what's really going on.
100%. Even discoveries that seem small can change everything. Yep. That's what's so exciting about science.
So shared experiences are key, but how do we go from there to actually building those scientific explanations? This whole models, hypotheses, theories thing, it can feel kind of like navigating a maze sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's easy to get tripped up by the jargon, but really it's about creating ways to wrap our heads around how complex the natural world is. Think of it like a map.
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
A map doesn't show every single little detail, right? But it gives you this simplified view that helps you get from point A to point B.
Makes sense. And that's where Occam's razor comes in, right? Simpler is usually better. Speaking of which, I gotta say, the text mentioning Rube Goldberg machines, hilarious, right? Talk about the opposite of simple.
Totally. Such a great analogy. In science, keeping it elegant often means you're on the right track. If you can explain something complicated without a million extra assumptions and steps, it's usually a good sign.
Like instead of saying, whoa, the TV turned on because gremlins are messing with the remote, you'd first figure out if someone just bumped the power button.
Exactly. It's about finding that explanation that just makes sense, the one that's backed up by what we already know. The text used the example of blaming natural stuff on, like, angels. We humans, we tend to overcomplicate things when a simpler explanation, one we can actually test, is usually right there.
So if models are like maps to understanding science, are hypotheses like figuring out the best route on that map?
Love that way of putting it. Hypotheses are those testable predictions you make based on what you already understand. Like you said, your map. It's like saying, okay, if this is right, then this should happen when I do this. You're making those ideas concrete enough to actually test them out.
But even when a hypothesis passes the test, it's not automatically a theory. And speaking of theory, people toss that word around all the time, and they don't always get what it really means in science.
It's true. Theory has a very specific meaning in science. It's not just some random guess, you know. A scientific theory, that's like the gold standard. A solid explanation that's been tested and debated like crazy, and it's backed by tons of evidence.
It's Einstein's theory of general relativity, right? It took Newton's ideas about gravity and just blew them wide open, made these mind-blowing predictions about stuff like gravitational waves, which, by the way, we observed later on, just like Einstein said we would.
Exactly. Einstein's theory is like the poster child for scientific theories. It's strong, it's supported by tons of evidence, and it totally changed how we understand the universe. But you know what? Even with something as solid as general relativity, scientists are still looking for ways to make it even better, to see if it holds up under all conditions. That's what pushes science forward.
It shows that science isn't about being right or wrong. It's about always searching for a deeper understanding, and that's what makes it so incredible.
Okay, we're really starting to think like scientists here.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we actually put all this into practice, you know, in our everyday lives?
Mm.
Biofundamentals talks about this thing called the Socratic method.
Aye.
Does that involve, like, debating in togas?
Thankfully, no togas required.
Okay, good to know.
It's really about asking questions and then, like, more questions and more questions.
Okay.
It's a way to really get to the bottom of something, you know, uncover those hidden things we just assume are true, and it helps you really refine what you understand about something.
So it's not about winning an argument. It's about, like, those aha moments, those breakthroughs in understanding. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just for learning new stuff. It's also for when you're, like, reading the news or listening to someone's argument.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you figure out if it actually holds water. The text uses this cool example to talk about how old the Earth is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, geologists use things like radioactive dating.
Right, right.
And they've shown that the Earth is billions of years old.
Billions, yeah. But then there's the other side of the coin.
Right, and you have some people, often creationists, who take the Bible literally and say, nope, the Earth is only about 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
And this is where the Socratic method comes in handy. It encourages us to look at both sides and ask, okay, well, what evidence do they have? How reliable are those methods they're using? What are they basing their whole argument on?
It's like realizing that there are these underlying assumptions that we don't always see. That's usually where things get really interesting, don't you think? Like, that's where disagreements really come from. What really gets me is how, just by asking the right questions, you start to see your own biases and how they might be affecting how you see the world.
That's so true. It's about tapping into that inner skeptic that we all have and asking yourself, how do I know this is true? What would have to be true for me to think differently? And that actually leads into something else about science that often gets overlooked. It's a total team effort.
Right. It's not all lone geniuses working in their basement labs, right?
Exactly. It's about scientists sharing their work, you know, challenging each other, bouncing ideas back and forth. Science thrives on that kind of collaboration.
It's like a giant puzzle, and everyone's got a piece. And this is where those core theories of biology come in, right? You know, we're talking about the physical-chemical theory, the cell theory, and of course, evolution. The text mentioned how connected they all are.
Oh, absolutely. These aren't just some random science facts. They're like the foundation of how we understand what life is. From teeny tiny molecules all the way up to entire ecosystems evolving over millions of years. Each one supports and builds on the others. They all fit together.
It's mind-blowing when you think about it. So we've got this scientist mindset now. We're asking questions, collaborating, but how does this actually, like, help us make decisions in our lives? How do we use this to navigate the world around us?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Science gives us these crazy, powerful tools to understand the world, but it doesn't have all the answers, you know? It can tell us how things work, but it can't tell us what choices we should make or what we should value.
It can't make those decisions for us.
Exactly. Those are things we figure out as individuals and as a society.
And what's so amazing is that science is always changing, always evolving. What we think is true today might be totally different tomorrow. Makes you feel kind of small, doesn't it?
It's freeing, actually. It means we get to stay curious, stay open to new ideas, to new possibilities. It's exciting. And the text even brought up this wild thought. What if some things just can't be explained no matter how hard we try?
Whoa. Okay, now that's something to think about. I think it's safe to say we've done some serious scientific thinking today.
We really have. And the coolest takeaway, I think, is that you don't have to be a scientist to think like one. It's about being curious, asking questions, and never losing that sense of wonder about the world.
So true. So next time you hear some wild claim, channel your inner scientist right. Ask those tough questions, demand the evidence, and don't ever let go of that curiosity. After all, that's what makes life interesting, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time for another exciting exploration.